morning, good afternoon, and good evening, wherever you're at in the world. This is Rhonda Harrison with Roadmap for Seekers with my guest, Sarah Crowe, today. Sarah Crowe is a licensed acupuncturist and herbalist practicing on California's Central Coast. She has a master's degree in traditional Oriental medicine and has over 3,100 hours of formal training in acupuncture, herbology, and nutrition. Sarah is a flower essence practitioner and educator with over 17 years of experience. She specializes in using flower essences in her clinical practice and is the creator of Floracopia's Flor Alchemy line. Sarah delights in capturing the beauty of the natural world as a nature photographer and artist. Sarah is uniquely gifted as an intuitive and subtle energy healer. She offers health consultations and energetic healing with a multi-layered approach, by phone and by Skype, and she can be reached through the Floracopia website at floracopia.com/consultation. And with that, I'll bring Sarah into the studio. Welcome, Sarah.
Oh, thank you so much for having me, Rhonda. And I would really just like to, before we get started, just to thank you for all the good work that you do in the world.
Oh, well, thank you. I'm just trying to put my best foot forward every day. And
great.
It seems to be working out quite well. So can you tell us how you got into the practice of acupuncture and herbalist practitioner?
Absolutely. So I started with my formal training about 10 years ago, and I started out in New York City at Pacific College of Oriental Medicine. But even before that, you know, when I was actually quite young, I started, you know, around 19 years old studying herbs, and that really came out of working in a herbal apothecary. And so I have been into herbs and nutrition and healing for pretty much my whole life. And so the formal training really just kind of came out of an interest that I had already had. And so I continue to be impressed with how effective acupuncture. It's a very, you know, you can approach it in a very simple way with acupuncture. You can get really good results with a simple needling technique, and the results are really just incredible for the vast majority of people. So, and it's such a gentle modality with no side effects. So I really rely on it a lot. I have a lot of respect for the medicine. And again, you know, just even the other side of that, or another component of that, is the herbal medicine. And so this is something that we combine often in a treatment, is we give the acupuncture and the herbs as a holistic way of treating the body, mind, and spirit. So it's just a really incredible healing modality that I am so happy to be exploring and helping people out with.
Yeah, and the flower essences work so powerfully, even though they're done totally different than essential oils, you know, and I know that you have an essential oil line. Can you tell us about your experience with flower essences and your clinical practice in the creating of Flor Alchemy?
Absolutely. So flower essences, my interest with flower essences, that started around that same time that I was working in that herbal apothecary. So around 19 years old, I actually had a very strong personal experience using flower essences. Okay, so just to explain for those of you that don't know what a flower essence is, okay, so it's a way of capturing the chi or the life force of a flower in the medium of water. So basically how you make a flower essence is you create a flower tea in a certain sense, and you let the sunlight infuse the chi or the life force of the flower into that water, and then we're using the subtle remedy of that flower as the remedy. Okay, so this is called a flower essence. So it's, again, it's a bioenergetic imprint of a flower that has been transferred and stabilized in water. So that's my definition of a flower essence. And because it's energetic in nature, it's sort of what we could say immaterial in nature, it has a really great tendency to work on the immaterial parts of ourselves. So it works directly on the mind, emotions, and spirit to create health and healing. So again, my initial experience with flower essences, I wasn't expecting to have such a great response when I was that young, and it really opened my eyes to the healing power of this modality. And so what I ended up doing is you know, because I had this experience, I really started to, I was really intrigued and impressed with how this flower message in water basically was able to shift a deep psychological pattern that had been going on for many years. It was very serious, right? It was causing me a lot of suffering, a lot of emotional suffering. And it really, I didn't do anything else. Just through the use of flower essences, I was permanently able to shift out of that state and I create a totally different, you know, mindset. And so I used flower essences with, you know, friends and family for the years after that, for many years after that. And then it kind of moved into working with clients and bringing it into clinical practice. And I would bring it into the school clinic when I was at the school. And so then all the other students started using flower essences in their treatments. And so it just kind of evolved naturally over time. And, you know, in so what I do with flower essences is I not only take them internally, because they are a healing modality or a remedy that you can take internally. You just take a couple of drops under the tongue. I actually use them topically in an acupuncture treatment. So I will put the flower essences on the acupuncture points or on an area of the body that needs healing. And so each flower has a different healing theme that it works with. And so I just go ahead and use whatever flower that is appropriate for that person, and I just go ahead and use it in a variety of ways. And so it's very, very effective. And just to give an example of what flower essences can work with, you know, for example, if someone is having a very difficult time dealing with shame that originated in childhood, like let's say that they had an experience that created a lot of shame for them, a trauma that experience that they have a lot of shame around, well, there are flowers that can actually work to uproot that shame and clear that out. And what's profound about this, in my mind, is that there isn't any other type of botanical that can do this. You know, it's not like you're going to take a B complex that's going to clear shame, or there's not. It's not like you can, you know, take some Chinese herbs that's going to that are going to clear out shame. I mean, these are really direct in their ability to get at those emotional states that are being held in a person's psyche. So they're really profound. And so out of this interest came the Flora Alchemy line. Okay, so out of this interest came the development of these beautiful flower essence blends that we now have on the Floracopia website. So we have trauma repair, which will get at that shame. We have mind ease and stress relief and a bunch of other ones that are really, really effective for people.
That is, I mean, it, I like how it's so subtle. It's not something that causes you to have, what would I say, it doesn't have the reaction like medicine does sometimes where you get the wrong whole treatment and then there's so many side effects that you don't even know what to do with it. You know, so, and with flower essences, I mean, I've never really seen anyone have a reaction to them. They always are so subtle and they're easy to happen. It's not like pulling teeth and making it difficult.
Yeah, you know, I think that is a really good point. So with flower essences, they have a type of intelligence and wisdom that they carry. And they're always really graceful with us and gentle with us. But, you know, what a lot of people get confused about is, yes, they are subtle energetic preparations of flowers, but it doesn't mean that they're not powerful in their effects. Okay, so again, it's really powerful that a flower can work deeply to help someone remove shame or clear shame out from their psyche. Okay, that deep state of shame, you know, that's really profound that a flower can actually do that. So but as you said, when you take a flower essence to address shame, oftentimes what happens with people is they will have healing dreams. So this is how flower essences work. They're very gentle with us and graceful with us. They cause us to have healing dreams, and they never re-traumatize us. They never will have any kind of, again, I agree with what you said, that they do not have side effects. They always have a way of assisting us to heal ourselves in a graceful and gentle way. And so this gives a person a great deal of freedom to experiment with flower essences and help other people with flower essences, because you don't have to worry about hurting yourself or others with them.
Yeah, and that's what helps, and it works on such a chemical level, you know, that for some reason I'm getting echoing. I'm trying to figure out why.
I don't hear it on this end,
by okay.
the way.
All right, that's what I was wondering. And, you know, they work in such a pure form, and to look at all the different flowers that are available to us and then to know that each one of them has a medicinal property or properties, a lot of them are multidimensional, you know, and can work on many different things, not just one. Because I can remember an essence that I took before that's called cat's claw, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And it was in a, you know, water base, and it was an essence. And I found that it helped a lot. And I believe I took it due to anger and liver problems at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And it helped immensely. And, you know, and I've used a lot of essential oils and flower essences for the last 25 years. And I'm reversing a lot of my health problems that I've had. And the doctors are going, we're taking you off of meds instead of putting you on more. And I'm like, yeah, because I'm doing something different, you know. And I think that it makes it a possibility, you know, not to be so locked in to the Western medicine tradition. I mean, it's there for a reason, but I think it's better to have an open view, a multifaceted approach rather than just one or the other.
Yes, I agree with that. And, you know, I think that every type of botanical preparation has its place. So, for example, flower essences, I think of them as working on the acupuncture meridian system, okay, because they really impact that energetic highway, we could say. And so flower essences can very much impact our physiology, okay, because the body, mind, and spirit is inseparable. And I know a lot of times that we are not used to thinking that way in our culture.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you really can't separate the body from the mind, okay? And so this is one of the reasons flower essences are so important, is because they have a way of, again, each flower has a different healing theme that it
mm-hmm.
works with. And they are multidimensional in their effects or in their approach. Okay, so for example, I like to give a lot of examples because I feel like that really helps people to understand how they
yes.
work and what they're all about. So for example, we have a flower essence called cuckoo.
Mm-hmm.
And the cuckoo flower is a beautiful Icelandic flower, and we give it a healing theme. Okay, so every flower has a healing theme, and we gave this little flower a title, and her title is Return to Life, okay, and
mm-hmm.
this speaks to the healing theme, okay, so
mm-hmm.
the cuckoo flower is this beautiful pink flower, and it has this dark vein running through the center of the petal. Now, this dark vein, to me, symbolizes its ability to travel into the wounded places within our hearts, okay, within
mm-hmm.
ourselves, particularly within the heart. And this is just a way that I language it, okay? So it has a
mm-hmm.
way of traveling into the places within ourselves that are stuck in the past, that are traumatized by grief maybe or heartbreak, and it has a way of comforting and unraveling and releasing that hurt, okay? So that's one of its therapeutic actions that can really help someone to release them from the past if they're being held back by some traumatic experience or some memory that they haven't been able to metabolize or some experience they haven't been able to metabolize. It will actually help a person to metabolize the past and bring them more into present time. And again, this healing flower, because it's pink, a lot of times you'll see pink flowers have an affinity for the heart. Okay, so all heart-related conditions, and this could be physical, this could be a cardiovascular problem, you know, that it'll work energetically on, because a lot of cardiovascular physical heart problems actually have an emotional component, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So it works holistically on the heart center. It will also work on the emotional heart or the spiritual heart, okay? So what that means to me is that it will help someone be more heart-centered, more open-hearted, feeling more love and compassion in their life, and help to release any kind of heaviness in the heart, sadness or grief, or a lack of buoyancy in the heart center. And this can just really help someone, again, return to life. That's why we gave, you know, that little flower this healing title or healing theme. And another really great thing that this flower does is that it, again, it really, really comforts a person and soothes a person. So if you have some time in your life where you need some tenderness, you need like a motherly kind of energy or motherly support, you can employ the cuckoo flower into your life, and you can put that, again, on your tongue. You can put it in a bath. You can put it in a massage oil. You can put it on any time externally in any form. And it will really bring all of those healing properties into your life. So it's just absolutely profound what flowers can do for a person, how bringing flowers into your life can make such a big impact on every area. So I really just love how we have all of this assistance from the natural world at our fingertips.
Yes, and it's literally at our fingertips where, you know, I keep thinking in my mind about the medicine gum flower and what healing properties it has, and I don't know a lot about it. I just know that it tends to help with the stickiness in our system, you know, that things that stick to us are cords or emotional pain. And I don't know if you know that flower or not.
I didn't hear what flower that was.
Medicine gum flower. It's
no,
a yellow flower.
I don't have
That has a center.
I don't have experience with that flower, but I do know a lot of flowers that have that same therapeutic action, a very similar therapeutic action, because if we were to summarize the healing specialty of flower essences in general, they really help a person to become more of their true selves. And that can look a lot of, you know, and how do we even get to that place of getting more into our true selves? Okay, being authentic and being really empowered to just be ourselves. Okay, so that sometimes means releasing the past, right, because we might be stuck somewhere. Or it might mean bringing forth creativity, okay, or that might mean, you know, there are lots of different ways that flowers can accomplish this, okay?
Yeah.
But flower essences are really good, again, to help us to release the places or to when someone is stuck somewhere, stuck in some way, flower essences are great catalysts to become unstuck in however way that is. They're really awesome.
Yeah, and that, I guess, is what I've noticed the most, is that it does have that way of getting you unstuck.
Yes.
And I just like that approach because it gets you in a very caring, loving way that you're letting go of very painful situations, possibly.
Absolutely.
And can you tell us about other flowers that you work with that are more predominant than others that you can think of? Like the cuckoo flower was awesome to hear about, how it works on heart pain and you know, emotional, you know, heart. And can you tell us about more of the different flowers that you work with and how they work?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. So there's a flower, it comes from a tree, and it comes from the beautiful rowan tree. And I don't know if you know anything about rowan, but it has this very long ethnobotanical history and mythology around it being a sacred and magical tree. Okay, so it was held sacred by the Druids, among other people, but it was held sacred, and it was always described as glowing, okay? So it is something that people have called upon since ancient times for protection, empowerment, and strength. Okay, so when we make a flower essence from this tree, that flower essence really embodies this knowing that people have always had about the therapeutic qualities of this tree. Okay, so the flower essence is really grounding. It's really strengthening, and it's very centering. So as you can imagine, this has a wide range of healing applications because, you know, there are so many people and so many situations where we need to feel strength. We need to feel that fortitude inside of us, okay? And there are a lot of things in the world that kind of cut us down, and you know, the world is a difficult place to navigate, you know, and so this is something we could all use, is the rowan energy or the rowan flower essence, where we just feel a strength from the inside to help us navigate life. And so I really use this in a lot of our blends. And mm-hmm. another thing that I like about this rowan flower essence is that it has a way of, you know, you think about it as being a tree essence.
Right.
And how the roots of a tree kind of go down into the center of the, or go down into the earth. Well, mm-hmm. it has that, it mirrors that sort of energetic in the body. It will open up the acupuncture meridians in the legs in particular. And so it will really give someone a connection to the earth. It'll really give someone a connection to, again, feeling really grounded and centered and stable. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I will use this even when someone has physical circulatory issues in the legs or in the feet. I like using this topically on that part of the body in order to enhance circulation and just to give someone that extra energetic support. Okay. So
mm-hmm.
also the rowan flower essence, you know, it's so beautiful because we get to talk about how exactly what you said, how each flower is very multidimensional in its
mm-hmm.
therapeutics. So the rowan flower essence has a special ability to help us forgive. Okay, and how huge is that? Okay, so we all need to forgive ourselves, first of all, and we all
mm-hmm.
need to forgive someone out there, you know. This is a really great one to release judgments and grudges and self-pity and feeling victimized. And so we can, and this is part of how it's so empowering, right? Because when we give up the need to be in judgment and to hold grudges against ourselves, then we really can get into an empowered place. And so this is a way, again, of being more authentic and being more in our true nature and being more empowered. So the rowan, that's the primary therapeutics I think about with rowan flower essence. And I hope you enjoyed hearing about that one. I have more.
Oh, yes,
more,
I want
to hear,
about
those.
Yes, I would. And I think the listeners would, because it's not something that's out there in the mainstream that you can find out this information. And not all information can you really bank on, you know, because people haven't as studied it like you have or approached it with Oriental medicine and with the essences in the mouth and taking them orally, to which I find very interesting. It's making me think on how I could use hydrosols and essences in a different way to heal than I've already been doing.
Yes, flower essences go great in the hydrosols. That's just a beautiful
yes.
delivery system for them. Yes, I agree. Now, there are a lot of I really enjoy talking about these flowers, so I will certainly continue with the examples. You know,
yes.
I just want to mention, too, that, you know, a lot of, you know, it's really neat because we have so many case studies on how these flower essences have worked with people, so it's really neat to see the healing themes emerge and be consistent over time.
Mm-hmm.
But then we're always finding new, interesting things about the flowers that we didn't know about, so they're so multidimensional, and they sometimes have these really neat kind of hidden positive attributes that or that can manifest with someone. So we always stay really open-minded, and we know that the flowers are immensely intelligent and that we'll never really be able to understand their full capacity. So we just always like to stay in the mystery and magic of nature. But we have so much information on our website. You know, you can visit the flower essence section of our website, and you can read about each flower in detail. You know, we have these great product pages, and then we have this really nice indications list. It's how to choose flower essences, so you can, you know, pick your healing theme. Like, let's say that you want to work with anger, you can
mm-hmm.
look at all the flowers that work with anger, and you can, you know, you can go to each product page and decide which one you want to get. So that's there too. I just want to put that out there in case I don't have a chance to cover as many as I would like, which is going to
mm-hmm.
be the case. So the next flower that I would like to tell you about is really neat. It's salmonberry.
Oh.
Now, salmonberry is found growing prolifically in this, really in the Pacific Northwest. Okay, so it's really, it's a bramble shrub, and it produces these big juicy berries in the springtime. And it is what David and I are always so impressed with when we go to British Columbia, is how prolific this plant is. It is growing everywhere. I mean, it just is everywhere, and it really just takes over. So it's so abundant, right? Now, the flower essence made from this plant embodies that abundance. Okay, so salmonberry flower essence is a really great one to remember our internal state, our innate state of abundance. So anytime that we feel a lack or limitation, and that could even be something inside of us, like we feel like we're just not enough, or it could even be we're having financial problems and it just doesn't look like there's abundance happening in our lives, we can take the salmonberry flower essence to remind us of this state of abundance that we really all have access to. So we can kind of shift our mindset around what's possible and how we really are innate. We are abundant, and that we have everything that we need inside of us, even though it might look a certain way to us at times where, oh, I don't have this, or this isn't in my life, or that person's not in my life, or I don't have enough money, or not enough, not enough, not enough everywhere. You know, it can really bring us to a different way of perceiving the world. And in that different way of perceiving the world, maybe things in our outer world will change. You know, maybe. That happens a lot, where we shift our internal state and things start showing up differently in our lives. So this is another really neat flower essence that I like to bring into someone's life when they feel like there's not enough. And that could be inside, or that can be an external circumstance.
Exactly. And can you give the listeners your contact information again?
Yes. So you can go to the Floracopia website, and there's in the About tab, there's a consultation tab, okay? And that's where you can find my my contact information. So Floracopia, FloraCopia. Okay, so it's PEIA at the end. Okay, that's what people get wrong. So it's floracopia.com. Okay, and there's a consultation page under the About tab, and you can find my phone number there. I can just give you my phone number too. It's 310-633-4939. And then my email is sarad, as in David, 9@gmail.com.
Very nice. And for the listeners also, you can reach me at searchersroadmap@gmail.com if you have any comments, questions, or suggestions for shows. I'm open to that. We're going to take a short break, and while we take a break, please call in with your questions and comments to 1-347-838-9142 and press the 1 button, and you will be brought into the queue, and I'll be able to see you in the studio. So we'll take a short break, and we'll be back in a moment and get a glass of water and be prepared to get more information on flower essences and how powerful they are. Thank you. Listeners, thanks for staying in tune with us here at this Roadmap for Seekers. I'm interviewing guest Sarah Crow from Floricopia Flor Alchemy Line, who she works with flower essences and acupuncture, and we've been discussing different types of flower essences and their healing properties. And with that, Sarah, can you tell the listeners anything about Star of Bethlehem and how it works on grief and loss? Sarah?
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Can you hear me now?
Okay, yeah, great.
Sorry about that. Okay, I did hear your question. So Star of Bethlehem, Star of Bethlehem is often seen or found in stress formulas or emergency formulas. Okay, so it's a flower essence that's typically used to stabilize someone when they're experiencing trauma, okay? Mm-hmm. So it works quickly, okay? So Star of Bethlehem is one that I actually put into our stress relief formula. Mm-hmm. We have a Flor Alchemy stress relief formula, and I like combining the Star of Bethlehem with a lot of other flowers to quickly ground, center, and stabilize a person or animal. So this can be used any time that we want to, if someone is experiencing a stressful situation, that could be an emergency situation such as, you know, an accident, or it could just be an emotional, you know, situation of where, you know, someone just got bad news, and we really want to bring in a sense of stabilizing someone both physically and emotionally and spiritually, we can think about Star of Bethlehem and combining that with a bunch of other flowers that really work to bring down that stress response, help to center a person, okay? And I have had so many amazing testimonials and stories from people that have used this stress relief in a wide variety of situations, and it's really, really rewarding to hear how the flowers can really make a tough situation more smooth. You know, it's like that happens in life. You know, we have difficult things we need to go through, but the flowers can really help to smooth out the rough edges a lot of times and just help us to feel supported and stabilized. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I think about when I hear the question on Star of Bethlehem.
Yeah. And what other flower essences would be important for grounding and centering? Let's say someone has anxiety and it's pretty severe.
Yes. Okay. If it's severe anxiety, we always want to have a holistic healing protocol in place. Okay. So we want someone to have the flower essences going. We want someone to have acupuncture going. We want someone to be on an herbal formula and to have other supportive therapies that are going to address that state, okay? So we don't want to just think of, okay, I have severe anxiety, I'm going to take a flower essence and that's going to solve all of my problems, okay?
Right.
That's just not realistic. But, you know, that isn't to say that flower essences can't make a very, very big impact. It really just depends on the situation and the person, okay? So, you know, what I think about for... if I had a client who had severe anxiety, again, I would do all those things I mentioned, but I would also really think about the rose flower essence tincture. Now, this is a little bit different from a traditionally made flower essence because it's combining traditionally made flower essences, such as the rose and cuckoo flower and wild pansy, okay, with an alcohol extract of rose. Okay, so we take the whole... rose blossoms, they're biodynamic and they're absolutely the highest quality, super fresh, amazing quality. We'll take these biodynamic rose blossoms and we will do an alcohol extract of them. So you get this beautiful rose elixir. And then we put in the flower essences and then we combine it with a very biocompatible level of rose essential oil. So just a very biocompatible level, just a small amount of that rose essential oil. So what this does is it creates a multi-layered botanical that has all the three different levels of concentration of that of the flowers. So we have the, you know, most subtle, which is the flower essences. We have the most concentrated, which is the essential oil. And then we have the mid-range concentration, which is that flower tincture, the extract. So what we have found is that when we combine these levels of concentration, everything gets amplified. So the healing power of the flower essences gets enhanced by the tincture. The tincture gets enhanced by the flower essences. The essential oil gets enhanced by the flower essences. You know, it just everything is enhanced when you combine these levels of concentration. And for someone with severe anxiety, you want to be able to, you know, I think you're going to need a little something that's a little bit more of a heavy hitter, and I mean that in a gentle way too, that it's not
right.
It's not going to overwhelm someone, but this is going to be stronger than a traditionally made flower essence. It's going to have more of an impact. Okay. Mm-hmm. And the rose has been used throughout time for panic attacks and anxiety. Mm-hmm. And we're actually taking an alcohol extract of the actual flower, so it has that physical, physiological impact.
Mm-hmm.
So again, we're working on the physiology with these very much, and then we're actually working on the mind and the soul as well with these flower tinctures. So that's what I would do for someone with severe anxiety, and I would have them take one or two droppers full of this flower essence tincture, which is the rose flower essence tincture in this case, mm-hmm. many times throughout the day. And, you know, this has everything in there to really stabilize a person. You know, you could also think about rowan, and you could think about Palo Santo flower essence. So, you know, doing those two alongside of that rose flower essence tincture, I think would really, really help a person. And I do have many clients that have, you know, reported back, you know, so many clients that have reported back that when they get into a space of anxiety, you know, when they get triggered by something or they just, you know, whatever, for whatever reason, they get into that space of being starting to spin out,
mm-hmm.
They will take the rose flower essence tincture every, you know, even if it's just a few drops, every, you know, 5 minutes,
mm-hmm.
to stay in a stable place. And it really, really helps a lot to not go into those extreme states.
Well, and it's nice that you can multi-layer it with the essence, the tincture, and then, you know, the essential oil itself. And that makes total sense because it's just building on each other and the different healing properties of the rose in each level.
Yes. It's stronger for someone with severe anxiety than let's say, if you were to compare that with a rose traditionally made flower essence,
mm-hmm.
it's going to have much more of an impact.
Yeah.
Okay, on severe anxiety, for sure.
And that's the amazing part, you know, how it just, I just am always amazed at how all of these different healing properties from plants all work on such a gentle way of changing the neurotransmitters and the dopamine and the endorphins in the brain and, you know, go and start working within 30 to 90 seconds of application.
Hmm. Yeah, nature is amazing.
Yeah, I mean, when the Mother Earth gave us all these plants, she knew that we were going to need them to heal, and it seems like we're at a time where people are really looking at getting to a more natural state.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
So do you have some other flowers you can tell us about?
Well,
why don't we talk about how you do your remote healing and intuitive readings, so that people know that aspect of your healing consultation?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, so I have a couple of different hats that I wear in my healing practice. So again, there's the very clinical, the acupuncture and the herbs, and the qigong that goes, I should say the gua sha that goes along with that. So that's just a way of moving the block chi and blood in the acupuncture meridians. You do it like a physical kind of manipulation. It's like body work, okay? It is a type of body work.
Mm-hmm.
So I have that side of the real clinical side. And then I have another side of me that is, I kind of switch gears, so to speak, in a certain way. And it is where I will work with someone, you know, remotely, as I would just basically like talking to you on the phone, Rhonda, where I would really intuitively look into sort of the root of where something is originating. So I always intend to get to the bottom of why something is troubling someone, and that could be a, you know, an emotional state, that could be a physical problem, it could be whatever it is really. And so I try to really get to the bottom of something and seeing what's contributing, what's really kind of at the bottom of this issue that they come to me for. And so from that place, I can offer suggestions. I can either do a healing that actually does work to release some of the things that might be there, or I can suggest herbal therapies, or I can talk about flower essences that would be appropriate to address that root. So this is something that I have a lot of experience with, working with people in this way, and I'm very confident at this ability. I have, I'm so fortunate. I have great accuracy, and I really trust this ability to get this information and to help people in this way. I just have had so much success over the years, and I'm really happy that I'm able to help people in this way, because it really is a bit of a fast track, because you don't have to. A lot of times I see people, using their mind a lot to try to figure out what's going on. And, you know, they go from one healing practitioner to another, and they read this book and that book and the other book, and they go online and they get all this information, and they really just get so confused as to what's going on. And it is really confusing. There's a lot of information out there. It can be used as a bit of a distraction, and sometimes it doesn't feel like people are really getting anywhere, okay, or they take tiny little baby steps forward, okay. Now, what I really like about this work is that it really gets to the bottom quickly of what's going on. So it's really fast. It's a fast track, and it bypasses a lot of the time that's wasted or spent trying to figure something out. Okay, so that's why I really like this, and this is why I offer it in my healing practice. And this sort of originated organically. It just, you know, I was working with people for a long time, just doing kind of traditional body work and acupuncture, and then I started really understanding and seeing the difference when I would really kind of use my intuition and that ability that we all really have, and I would just use it more and more, and I would really see how the results were so much better when I would use this method. So that's kind of how that came to be. It's just so reliable. It's really effective. You know, it really changes people's lives. And so I'm just really happy to offer that as part of my service to the world, right?
Yeah, and, you know, and the world is definitely looking for a new way of healing, you know, that isn't so drastic and so, where it has so many different side effects. You know, I mean, I think that's the coolest part about all this, is that there is no side effects, and that it just helps you move more forward every time you do it.
Correct.
And so tell us now, let's talk about your calendula flower essence tincture and how it works.
Oh, yes, I love this one. Okay, this is probably one of the most complex formulas that we have. So the calendula flower is this bright, it can be yellow or to orange flower, and so it has an affinity for the solar plexus. So it has the solar plexus is, we could also talk about it in chakra terms if you are into chakras. And so the chakra of the third chakra is always sort of depicted as yellow, bright yellow. And so this flower, because it's bright yellow in color and because it has an energetic affinity for the solar plexus, it really works with empowerment. Okay, so the solar plexus is sometimes described as the will center, okay? Mm-hmm. So the seat of personal empowerment and personal power and will. And so the calendula flower essence tincture, it isn't just calendula, actually. It has rose and has other flower essences. It has desert marigold. So it's this beautiful array or bouquet of flowers that really help with empowerment. Okay, but it also, so this is, again, very complex formula and very multidimensional. Mm-hmm. So it helps someone to be centered in their truth. It helps a person to be able to say what they want to say, be able to speak their truth and have the courage to do that. But it does it supports someone doing this in a heart-centered way, okay? It opens someone to also be receptive to other people and life in general. So it enhances receptivity. So this really enables a person to hear what another person is actually saying from a heart-centered mm-hmm. place, or it even enhances communication dynamics in a group setting, okay? So again, it allows someone to speak their truth from a heart-centered place and to actually hear another person, what they're actually saying. So as you can imagine, this has profound healing implications for a relationship of all types, okay? Romantic relationship, it has great healing application for group work, okay, or even public speaking. Now, another thing I like about the calendula flower essence tincture is that it enhances our connection to the earth. So it really helps people to feel calm, centered, and grounded, and connected to the earth. So it's just this really strengthening, empowering, you know, receptive flower essence blend that, or actually flower essence tincture, that allows us to really enjoy and experience life in a much more empowered way and much more authentic way. So I also like to apply this tincture. The tinctures are meant to be taken internally and applied externally. So I really like putting this flower essence tincture on the solar plexus, and then I'll swipe it up to the heart. And then I'll put it on the bottom of the feet to help someone ground and center themselves and connect to the earth. So that one I really, really like and get great results with.
And then you have a, it's called a Floor Alchemy Flower Essence Blends Collection. Now, would you use those together as you're going through different events in your life and different types of healing?
Absolutely. Yes. Okay, so that Blends Collection is... it's very, very easy to use. Okay, so each bottle of flower essence blend has a name on it that says exactly mm-hmm. what it does. Okay, so this really helps people because that's great. You don't have to know what each individual flower in that formula does. Okay, so for mm-hmm. example, we have stress relief. I already talked about that. So this right. is good for any kind of situation where you feel stressed out, even if it's a day at work or a few days at work where you just need that stress relief, you can go ahead and mm-hmm. take that. Okay, so we also have Mind Ease, which is in there. So Mind Ease really helps to calm the mind down and to become more present in life. Okay, so it really helps when someone has repetitive thought patterns. Okay, this could be like OCD tendencies. And again, if it's severe OCD tendencies, we have to combine it with other modalities. We can't just take a flower essence, but the flower essence can help a lot. Okay, so the Mind Ease does exactly what it says it does. And we have a beautiful combination in there called Inner Judge. And this one I feel like sometimes I could use by the gallon. So the Inner Judge does exactly what it says it does, but it really addresses... you know, any perfectionist tendencies or mm-hmm. the places where we kind of judge ourselves or we judge other people or we have, you know, self-criticism or blame or shame going on. So this can really help to pop someone out of that state and really be, you know, it's so helpful to be able to be in a place of non-judgment. And I'm not saying that the Inner Judge will bring us to a place of enlightenment, but it does help a lot with those tendencies. Okay, so every flower essence combination in there is helpful for states that everyday people experience. I mean, these are things that come up all the time. You know, everyone needs stress relief. Everyone needs their mind to calm down at some point. Everyone needs a little Inner Judge. Everyone needs the flower fortress, you know, and that flower fortress is really protective against the EMFs from the computers mm-hmm. and cell phones. And the fluorescent lights, even that kind of man-made technology that really is detrimental to our health, you know, and maybe not detrimental, but really negatively impacts our health. So
Yes. That's
a fortress. It's a basically you just think of it as a big flower shield, you know, to kind of buffer us from this man-made technology that isn't very healthy to be exposed to all the time, like we always are. We're always around our cell phones. We're always around our computers. We're always around all these Wi-Fi signals coming from other homes and businesses, and we just can't get away from it. And so we all need protection from those elements.
And it's useful. Now, I don't know about how flower essences work. I know how essential oils work in diffusers. Can you use flower essences in a diffuser?
Diffusers are the perfect vehicle for flower essences, yes. Okay, so you would want to use a water-type diffuser, okay, and you would ideally want to fill it with spring water because spring water is what the flower essences like to be in.
Mm-hmm.
Because distilled water and tap water isn't a medium that supports the healing energy of the flowers very well. So ideally in a diffuser, you would want to use spring water when you're using flower essences. And you can just go ahead and fill a space with the beautiful healing energy of the flower essences, and you can even combine them with the essential oils. That's a really great combination. A lot of times what I will use is the Palo Santo flower essence and the Palo Santo essential oil in the diffuser. And then those two types of botanicals together are really incredible to clear negativity from a space and to stimulate creativity, actually. So
really
those are
nice.
Really neat together. Very nice,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, and it looks like it's a complete package. And then, you know, on your website you show, you know, essential oils and packages and that type of thing where it just, and like three different types of frankincense and how it's used, you know, and how they're very distinctly different in their,
yes,
in their healing process and their fragrance, you know, where they're, depending on where they're grown at and harvested at.
Mm-hmm.
When you do your flower essences or floor alchemy and you're doing a consultation, is that part of it or is that on top of the consultation?
Oh, no, that's part of the consultation, yes.
Okay.
And, you know, that really also just depends on what a person wants. You know, it's I always leave it very open. You know, when someone comes to me and they want a consultation, I can just do a consultation on essential oils, or I can just do a consultation on the flower essences, or I can do a consultation that involves like the intuitive work with the recommendation on herbs and nutrition. So I really just kind of keep very flexible according to what someone wants. But if someone doesn't know what they want, they just say, hey, I'm having this problem, you know, then I can determine what healing modality is, I think, is going to be most appropriate for them. So I really can draw on a lot of different things that I know about and have, you know, gone into great depth and detail over the years to learn and to really draw from. So I just kind of, again, leave that open, but at the same time, there's a lot of different things that we can employ in a consultation.
Oh, okay. And that makes it very multifaceted and nice, then, as to how you do that. And then you just have an hourly fee, and then am I right that you do a sliding scale for some
Correct.
People?
Correct. Yes, yeah, so I start out at $120 an hour, and it is, I mean, that's the minimum, and I usually do a sliding scale of $120 to $180, somewhere in there. And, you know, what's really great about these healing sessions and consultations is that we get a lot done in a short amount of time. I like to be very, you know, I don't like to mess around. I really like someone to get their money's worth, and I really like to get them real solutions and I would like for someone to feel really different after a session, okay? And so this is, again, you can really see that with the healing sessions, okay, the intuitive healing sessions the most, you know, significantly. You can really feel different and a significant shift after those sessions.
I'm just so mind-boggled all the time by just how special everything is, you know, in nature, and that it all has a way of helping us move through life.
Yeah. We're so supported. It's nice
yeah.
to be able to see that, yeah, and to know that. And, yeah, we really are so supported.
And I'm looking at your logo. Can you tell me how you came up with your logo?
Oh, yeah, that's actually something that David designed many years ago. And so I'm not exactly the inspiration around that. I think that, you know, I did ask him about that recently. It's funny you asked. I said, how did that ever come to be? And he's like, I don't even really remember, but I did design it. And what I can tell you that's really, really neat is that we have hummingbirds that find us, you know, like so many different places that we go. So it's really neat anytime that we're kind of outside, you know, even if it's somewhere that the hummingbirds really don't, you know, people don't see them very often, you know, we'll have a hummingbird kind of come and float, in, you know, around us. And it's just this really nice, sweet confirmation of the energy of the hummingbird in our lives. And sort of as the logo, I think it's really pretty. Yeah, I don't know if you noticed that or not, but the hummingbird is really front and center in the logo there.
Mm-hmm. That's what I was noticing, and the reason I noticed it is because my company is called Hummingbird Healing Oils, and I named it that due to the hummingbird is the Native American animal that brings joy and takes the pain out of the heart, and that it can fly in all four directions. Yeah, and so I just found it very interesting that you also focused, you and David focused on the hummingbird, because it is so powerful in holistic medicine, because it does pull the pain from the heart on emotional, physical, and spiritual level.
Wow, I love that. That's wonderful.
Yeah, and we're down to a minute left. Can you tell people how to get a hold of you again? And
absolutely,
I'd love to have you come back for another interview.
Absolutely, I would love to. So my phone number is 310-633-4939. And my email is sarad9@gmail.com. And you can also reach me through the Floracopia website. So you can just contact me through the email on the Floracopia website, or you can go to my consultation page and you can find the contact information that I just gave. Okay?
Yes, very nice.
Thank you so much, Rhonda.
Thank you. It's been a wealth of information that I'm sure the listeners are going to just love and are loving right at the moment, those that are listening. And I would like to thank you for coming on the show. And we're done with another Roadmap for Seekers. And thank you, listeners, for being so attentive to when the shows are. And just push the follow button on your computer, and it will notify you each time I post a new show, even a month in advance. So thank you so very much to all of you, and I bid you adieu and have a great week. And we'll see you again, well, tomorrow, because I have a show on tomorrow at Searchers Roadmap also. So just tune in tomorrow as well, and then we'll see you in a week again. Have a great day.